So what's the saying? Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
That's the saying.
That's the saying. It's 99.7 EJX. This is a setting the bar story, though, Kelly.
An example of what not to do.
Right. So that's a rule. Unless apparently you're on camera, then that money you found on the ground is not yours, and now you're the star of our setting the bar story.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to play finders, keepers when you're at a Walmart, you're doing okay. Poor dude just found 30 bucks laying on the ground, picked it up, was like, oh, that's kind of cool. He was just shopping at Walmart.
Are you supposed to turn in cash?
So
how do you prove who that was?
Well, cameras, because then the person apparently came back and said, oh, I dropped some money.
Did anybody turn it in?
Right. And they're like, well, where'd you drop it? They're like, I don't know. And so they go back, they look at the cameras, and they see...
That's where the money fell out.
Pocketing the money without alerting store employees. So literally, they get the police involved.
Over $30?
And the guy was like, okay, here.
Sorry.
And so the original owner was going to press charges, but then was like, oh, okay, I got my 30 bucks back. I guess we're good.
Wow.
That's why this is a setting the bar story.
Okay. There's some people might be like, oh, all right, I've blessed someone.
Yeah. I mean, this person maybe obviously needed that $30.
Maybe.
And so was willing to go to those lengths to get it back and then got it back and was like, you know what? No harm, no foul.
But a good note that maybe if you do find
that's just maybe
cash
a little...
on the floor, let's turn it into somebody. Like, hey, if anybody comes to customer service and says, did anybody turn in some cash,
Kelly,
that was found on the floor?
I know you're saying that right now, but in my head, even hearing you say that, unless it's in a wallet, I'm keeping it.
That's what you're doing. You're keeping it. Well... you're just like this guy. You could be ending it. This could be your face.
This could be my face.
We could Photoshop your face on this guy's body in the security footage.
Because he was just shopping.
He was just like, look at that.
And that was like when I was jogging several years ago.
Yes.
And on a curb,
yeah.
I saw a $100 bill.
The difference between you and this guy, no cameras around.
No cameras. So did I actually take the $100?
You did.
I mean, I did, but like...
Sucks to suck. That's like winning the whole lottery. That's a whole life lottery for me.
That's my money. So again, setting the bar. Poor guy. Got made an example of.
Oh, that's
and
harsh.
And had to turn in the $30 that he picked up off the floor at Walmart.
The Albany, Georgia Police Department posted this guy's picture from the security footage.
I know. And
on their like Facebook page, like shaming him publicly when he honestly was just like, all right, sorry.
There could be, and there were, fingers pointed at the police like, hey. This didn't need to escalate to this level.
Seriously, yes. Right. This feels like much ado about nothing.
Right. So
like
again,
innocent mistakes. It's like, okay, someone claimed it. Great. Here you go.
Here you go. Here's your 30 bucks back. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing that, then you're doing okay.
I'm pointing the fingers more at the police on this one.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You publicly shame this poor guy.
Yeah.
$30 thief.
A lot of people are. All right. So you can see that on 99.7.